Premier Drive.
Hello, I'm Brigitte Tetter, and this afternoon I'll be putting the questions to Lord Taylor of Warwick. Now, he was the Christian peer jailed for defrauding the parliamentary expenses system. He's going to join me on the show at 4 p.m. today. Question is, will he apologise to the church? Well, I'll tell you what, here's a sneak peek at our chat.
Guest of the week.
I think what happened, this is my own assessment, is that for literally decades, a chaotic system evolved, and the media started to investigate that chaotic system, and there were casualties both in the lower house and the upper house, and that's the synopsis of it. Doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong, but there's such a fear of the media now. I'm talking really about the secular media, that to have paid Lords, I think the House of Lords were very frightened of doing that. So to get around that, there was a culture that expenses were, I suppose, inflated, if you like, because, you know, we were not paid. That doesn't excuse anything at all. And I've had to sort of go before the Lord and to put all this before him. And the only thing that has kept me sane, I'll be frank with you, is the fact that Jesus Christ died for me and that I am redeemed in him. That's all there is. I have no faith in politics, no faith in myself, no faith in the law. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what's kept me going. And I believe that when you are a born-again Christian, failure is not final. And I felt closer to the Lord over the last year than over the last 15 years. That may sound odd to you, but I feel the Lord has encouraged me to believe that failure is not final and he is the God of second chances.
You know, a lot of those in the church will say amen and will, I guess, applaud the fact that you are able to lean on faith in that way. And yet they will say, if you have a faith, why is it that you weren't convicted that the culture that you were embedded in with regards to expenses was wrong? It was in a sense, taking from the taxpayer.
Yes, I fully understand that, and it's very difficult to rationalise this. Of course, I gave up a very well-paid profession to go into the Lords, to work on a voluntary basis, and I gave literally, you know, years of my life on a voluntary basis for the taxpayer. They got me on the cheap, if you like, not just me, but many people who are far more able than me in the House of Lords. But of course, that sort of argument, I realise, is not popular. But there are some amazing people in the House of Lords who've done great things, but they give their time on a free basis, and we can't go on like this. There's a danger that the House of Lords will become a place for the retired and the rich. Now, if you're going to encourage younger people with young families from relatively modest backgrounds into the House of Lords to give years of their lives, you're going to have to pay them properly.
Well, you talk about asking for forgiveness, you know, going before the Lord in that way. Would you do the same for the church community? Would you like to take this opportunity to apologise to them? Because you were seen as a high-profile Christian, and many perhaps would have felt saddened or when they heard that you had fallen in this way.
I think it's very dangerous to put anybody on a pedestal. I haven't yet met anybody who's perfect apart from Jesus Christ. Everybody has sinned. Yes, you can talk about degrees of sin. When you're in public life, though, if you fall in any way, it is magnified. It is in every newspaper, on TV channels, and that's the difference. But, you know, I know many people, friends of mine, who are not in the public arena, who have done all sorts of things, but you don't get to hear about them or read about them. It's what God thinks of me.
So you don't feel you need to apologise to the community?
Oh, I have done several times. I've done it, you know, many, many times publicly. There's only so many times I can do that. But ultimately, and I'm not saying this, I'm coming from a position of humility. Ultimately, it's about what God thinks of me, because he knows me better than I know myself. I can't kid him.
But not now, not apologising
now. Oh, of course I apologise, but I've done it several times, over and over and over again. But there has to, you know, there has to be a line drawn. Because I have to get on with my life. I've been brave enough to come before you to be interrogated. I could have hidden away. And many of those lords and MPs who've been in a similar situation have refused to give interviews, but I haven't.
Premier Drive with Brigitte Tetter.